This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Can you ask the Lord, fill me again tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
Joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the key.
Come on.
That's the kingdom of God.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Come on.
Peace.
Hey.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Your hands.
That's the kingdom of
all righteousness.
Righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
One more time. Come on.
Righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Yes, yes.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in righteousness,
come on,
peace,
joy
in the Holy Ghost,
righteousness,
peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God,
righteousness,
peace,
joy
in the Holy Ghost,
righteousness,
peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Don't you wanna be a part of His kingdom?
Come on, everybody!
Come on, everybody!
Woo! Jump up! Give your neighbor a high five! Turn around! Do something you haven't done in a very long time! Hiya, ya, 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 ya! Oh my God, I can't feel your excitement. I say jump up, give your neighbor a high five, turn around, for the Lord has turned me around. Hiya, ya, 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 ya. Thank you, Lord. Right, hey, Yakoba Sataya. Hey, celebrate.
Celebrate the King of Kings.
Celebrate.
Jesus.
kingdom of God.
The resurrection of the Lord.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Hey!
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Seek out the willingness in your life.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Seek out every yoke, every burden.
Receiving their deliverances as they gave their heart to pure worship. Thank you, Lord. Kaya Tandaba Haskaya. Thank you for what you have begun. Thank you for the love of your women. Thank you, Lord, because you are rescuing them out of the mouth of the dragon. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is set to do it, Lord. Tonight the Lord will be releasing measures of grace on us. And this grace will rest so mightily upon us. He released small. It's just small. He released yesterday. Today. Say today is greater than yesterday. He will be releasing the anointing for prophetic intercession. He will be releasing the anointing for prophetic worship. The anointing for prophetic warfare in the name of Jesus. And the reason God is releasing this is for us to see Him and to see the effect of what we are praying about. We've been praying. We will see the effect of what we are praying about and to discern and stop the movements and the activities of the enemy. Satan is angry. Well, it's not my fault that Jesus loves me. I don't owe you an apology, oh Satan. Jesus loves me. Can you say, Jesus loves me? And we love Him too. We love Him right back. angelic watchers also will be released to partner with us for strength in our ministry of watching. In the name of Jesus. The cloud is full. Let me do and leave here. Our mommy will be ministering tonight. Hey! Anytime she comes to minister, it's for me. I know that sitting under administration is taking me to another phase, to another level. And so I prepare. Did you notice? I was the first to minister. So that I can sit back and listen and receive everything plus the underpot. Because this meeting was meant for me. It was put together for me. And she came with some wonderful women all the way from Otupo. If you are here, you came with mommy. I want you to wave to us. God bless you. We also have Mrs. Babalola Olajumole from RCCG Yenogwa, Bayelsa State. We have Mrs. Fauzia Ten from the God Life Assembly, Makodi. We have Mrs. Florence Grace Life Believers Assembly, Makodi. We have Mrs. Adejoke Atoye House on the Rock, Makodi. Ministers, appointments, wives, my lovely appointments, wives, doing great job right there in the field. All our pastors and their wives, our wonderful men of God, God bless you in Jesus' name. This wonderful woman I'm about to call up, her name is Reverend Barrister Mrs. Mary Ochinjin. And she is, wait. She is the co-founder of Fountain of Living Waters Church Otupo, Benue State, Nigeria, with her wonderful supportive husband, Dr. Ochinjili. She's a career woman. She's a mother of six boys. Six giants, six soldiers. A woman of God. And she holds a yearly conference called the King's Daughters Convention. And through this ministry, a lot of things have been bettered, including Deborah Intercessory Network Ministry. Can you join me to welcome my mother and your mother, Mommy Mary Ochinjili?
We are a chosen generation.
Assignment. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. What an awesome moment. Maya bakalamoni kayana komina sayata. Lemenes ek ambalakande sheketole makanda. The hand of God is mighty here tonight. And as we begin to minister, even before we go to the session of deliverance and, you know, God's hand coming upon people, just sitting down, you'll be receiving your deliverance already. Hallelujah. It's God. God has gone ahead of us long before the conference started. And tonight he's set to do mighty things in the name of Jesus. Mama has spoken them by way of prophecy. And I want you to cling to it. Let your heart be large tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, please sit down. God bless you. One more time. Mama, Papa, thank you so much. The leadership of RCN, I appreciate you. And all the women gathered here tonight, I love you all. On site, online, love you all. Praise the Lord. You shouldn't find that hard to say most of the time. Bible says God is love. And love is inside of you. So you should flow easily. Amen. So don't find it difficult to say. Praise the Lord. I ask that the Lord will give me utterance tonight. Amen. You know, I used to wonder why women suffer so much. I used to read how that in India, when a man dies, it's not good enough for the woman to live as an honor. They will burn her alive. I used to wonder, I looked at women around me. The things were just so hard for them. And not for not trying. Some of them were trying to, you know, make the best out of life. And then some years ago, the Lord opened my eyes to Genesis 3:15, which you all know. And it says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And the Lord told me, there's enmity between the woman and Satan. Satan doesn't like us for any reason. And the feeling is mutual. So, hallelujah. He hates our guts. Anything that will make a woman happy, he would look for anything, just about anything to crush that happiness. Have you noticed that? You were doing just well until you were a little girl. You were doing just well, skipping around. They send you to buy ice cream, you're just skipping around. You know how we like to skip around? Until your moment came. Maybe you got married. Hey, that's why, you know, age brings wisdom. When you see people dancing with bouquet, you just say, is this well? Better dance very well, because you dance with one leg and fight with the other. Hallelujah. Because the minute you become a woman, whether you're married or not, once you enter into womanhood, war has started. Hallelujah. So when a team like this comes by the Holy Ghost saying kingdom advancement is an activation of Genesis 3:15 again. There's enmity. And all the weapons that God puts inside of you should be awakened in this season. So Can you please stop crying? He won't stop hating you, so stop crying. Stop crying. I know once in a while your heart will break, things will happen around you, but don't make your default mode crying. And if you must cry, let it be before the King of Kings. Don't waste your tears organizing a pity party, thinking that Satan will look upon you and show you mercy. He's not about to change. Hallelujah. The minute David got anointed, all hell broke loose. And when God declared this meeting, it was just to let you know and to bring a reminder to you what you are in the middle of. Hallelujah. In case you haven't noticed, it's a season of warfare. There's an increase in the warfare. Do I have a witness in the house? There's so much warfare. So much warfare. And brethren, when I began my leave, you know, in the month of August, I began my leave. And then the Holy Ghost just stirred up, put a burden in my heart to fast. That it wasn't going to be a normal leave. So I began to fast. You know those kind of fast that there's no date. It's when the burden lifts, you will stop. So we continued and continued. And thank God for that burden the Holy Ghost gave. Because once I started, so about... Is it midway or halfway? Not up to midway. Some days as we entered the fast, the warfare began. On almost every side. Almost every side. Hallelujah. And because the warfare was so intense, I had some people coming around me that wanted deliverance. And I told myself, I'm in the midst of a warfare. I really can't engage myself in another warfare. Maybe they're even looking for me. Who knows? Hallelujah. That was my attitude. Now, one of the things the Lord will do tonight is that He's going to bring women into a place of recruitment, put armors in your hand, weapons in your hand for warfare. Most of us, we are going out into the field. We're not sitting at home to wait for the devil. All those, you know, things that enter into people, God will enlarge your heart. He will give you grace and strength. Let me tell you the story before I go into my message. Hallelujah. So one or two people came around wanting deliverance, and I was like, oh, just go to mountain on fire or something. Just leave me. I'm in the midst of prayers. And then I had this dream. I saw a python, and it was somewhere elevated. And I was like, whoa, who will come and kill this python? Somebody should kill this python. And then my daughter in the house, in the dream I saw her, she was able to hold the python by the tail. And then the python couldn't go anywhere. He wanted to go anywhere, she'd pull it back. I remember I was in the room and the python was almost coming and she drew it. I said, hey, this is how it should be. So when I woke up, I said, seriously, this is how it should be. No. Kayado kamina kobratoska. She kakelikapasa. And as I began to pray, might rose up inside of me. Might began to rise up. And I was like, they've given me power over serpents, over snakes, over all the power of the enemy. I woke up that one of the mornings and the scripture I heard was that he might steal the enemy and the avenger. And he has put all things under my feet. And I was like, wow. And then we had Aquest. I came to Aquest, and then after I ministered, I was like, and I'm actually ready here. Anybody with snake problem, serpent problem, come forward. And we had deliverances for them. And another lady came. I didn't know what her challenge was, but as we began to pray, God opened my eyes. And I saw that there was a serpentine, you know, a very mighty serpent. I said, oh, do you see serpents in your dream? She said, yes. Ah, they are the ones responsible for this challenge. And I began to make war with that serpent. And I said, this problem will be over soon. The one in your family, as we deal with this altar, I gave her some wisdom that the Lord gave me. Hallelujah. Today, God will open eyes. You will need to see the enemy. You need to see the enemy because they hide. They are subtle. You need to see them. You need to understand who you are fighting with. And if it means rescuing people by taking them, Bible says, rescue them from hell. You know what? There are times that many of us, because of the warfare around us, we are afraid. And there are some people here like that tonight. Before we go on very far, there's an anointing now to break the yoke of fear. You are afraid to deal with serpents and snakes and powers of witchcraft. You feel that when you do so, they will come for you. And God said, come tonight and deliver my daughters and recruit them. Recruit them. Recruit them as part of the army. Let the yoke of fear be broken. Let it be broken. Anyone operating under the power of the enemy, any spirit of fear that bound you, I command, be loosed now. I feel an anointing upon me, and it's coming upon all of those who are operating in that fear. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he hasn't given unto us a spirit of fear, but of boldness and of sound mind. Some of the things the Lord does with me, he will allow me to pass through an experience so that I will know. One of those days, Apostle, I woke up. I woke up, and then as I was praying, if I'm thinking, maybe I'll just be thinking about something. Okay, like in my compound, you know our compound. I'll be thinking of my compound, and then I'll see an upside down metal tank with some clothes on it, some crazy things. And I'll be like, excuse me, I was thinking somewhere. Who came and interjected? And God said, it's the spirit of confusion. Go and break it from the life of people. And there are people like that here tonight. I command every yoke of confusion be broken in the name of Jesus. Whether you are watching me online and on site, whatever has confused you, each time you take a train of thought, Satan just comes in and plunges you into a place that you were not thinking about. And no thought pattern can crystallize in your head because he keeps stealing them away. Why you need this deliverance? Because some of you are going to be meeting with men and women that are under the oppression of the enemy. And you will not just need to see, you need to attack. When the kingdom, when it said kingdom advancement, it means attack. And many of us are under the yoke of fear. You are afraid. What if they come for me? I've heard how the scripture said a man wanted to carry out deliverance. And the Bible says the evil spirit spoke unto them and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are thou? And then you begin to wonder, I don't have, oh my God, there's power coming on someone. As I'm speaking, there's power that is resting on someone. That power will make you invincible to the enemy. There is a grace that will rest upon your spirit. And you suddenly become unafraid. And the things that have been pursuing you, go back and sleep, you will dream and pursue them. David said, how are the mighty fallen? That was what happened to me at that season of my life. It was the falling of the mighty. Because I tell you, there was a time God endued me with grace. I say it under God. I went to a village. And as I approached the place, I said, stop the car. We stopped the car. Because I saw a serpent in the bush. He had a crown on his head. And the Lord said, that's the riches of that particular community. I said, stop the car. We stopped the car. I said, let's face the forest. Oh, thou serpent, return their wealth to them. How dare you steal from the people of God? How dare you take their wealth and make a crown for yourself? And after we prayed, we went to the meeting. And I said, sorry, we are late. This is what happened. And an old man in the meeting, he got up. He said, there's actually a physical serpent there. And people offer goats to it. They offer things to it. I said, wow. This meeting will not hold inside the hall. Brethren, who is ready to go with me? Let's move. Mayakomina karakupa sakatoya ikantatatomina selende sikata yamakaposh. We came to a tree. They said, this is the tree they offer sacrifices. We say, in Idoma tradition, they say women used to defile things. They defile idols. We have come to defile the place. God kept telling us where to stop, where to move, where to stop, where to move. We prayed there and we moved ahead. We'll stop. We'll say, you must return the wealth of the people. And then there was a mountain. They were putting up a structure. There was a hill. And they said, this particular hill, they've been trying to construct there and it's not possible. I said, brethren, let's go up the hill. Mayakomina kasoliata iledadada shemanakamanakoyata. We climbed the hill. And that's why we did deliverances for people. And I remember the Spirit of God kept shouting through me, this is the reason I was born. It was for a time like this that I came. That was the chance of the Spirit. There are many of you the Lord needs to send you. In fact, He has activated you already, but fear held you bound. But tonight, you're dropping that fear. You're dropping that fear. You're dropping that fear. We are going to mess our hands with the battle. There's a war going on, and we'll not sit back. There was a time a funeral was taking place. And I can't remember what was taking place in my village. And I told my sisters and brothers, hey, we are not going there ordinarily. Everybody take a fast. We are going there. Go and stand at the gates. Nobody enters here. That we went to my father's compound. Whatever you have stolen, Satan. It was not in the midnight. It was hot afternoon. Enough of being ashamed of praying. Why are we so psychedelic? Kayama kabalabaya. We need to see who the enemy is and not see him just at when he comes. A month before he appears, there will be a trumpet call in our spirit. Mayana komina sakata yabasenta. And it will be a declaration. Arise, daughter, arise. And then maybe you start keeping the watches of the night. Every 12 midnight, kanikopa sakatole bakanta. You are building walls around yourself. You are fortifying, you are strengthening, you are singing chants of war. You are praying, you are singing for 21 nights. By the time the enemy appears, you are all ready. You say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ayanako yatayamako ya papa balekina makaposeta yama. Why are the daughters of Zion afraid? I am a... Oh Jesus. Many of us left our weapon long ago. Tonight there shall be an equipping. When I sat there, I heard recruitment. There's a boldness that is entering into somebody's spirit. It's as if, Satan, come. That's your mode now. I'm not psyching you up. I'm not psyching you up. I came here with a grace, with an unction, with a message, an empowerment. Some of you, they will put upon you a garment where no arrow will pierce you, and you will rescue men from the mouth of the lion. The Davidic anointing that rescues men from the mouth of the lion. Hey! You know, Samson didn't finish his assignment. Lekomina Santa Baya Daba. There is a grace coming. Men and women that will lift gates, sir. They will change the position of the gate and say, no, the gate doesn't belong here anymore. We're moving it. We're moving it. We're moving it. Ah! I don't know that woman that a serpent has been troubling. Do you know I saw the serpent burn to ashes?
There's a serpent burned to ashes. A python precisely burned to ashes. Whether you are watching me online or on site here, there's a serpent. If you know you have that issue, just come out. I saw a serpent, it just caught fire. It became ashes. Ashes! Come on, lift up your hands, you in front. I may not have time to touch everybody tonight. Just believe God, because there's so much to be done. Lift up your hands. Rapana kamo sinda yataya. Epaya nekebo sakataya bakanda. Now understand the dream. My daughter kept holding the tail of the dream. And at a point they reached somewhere. The power of God is coming on you. It's coming on you. Marete kebana kabo sekataya bakanda. Go in this your might. Go. Mashale kabasaka tole bakamba. Zepa papa ya katole bakanta. Sisters, look upon me. Every one of you in front, look upon me. Can you stop being afraid of the serpent? Stop being afraid of him. Look him in the eye and tell him, Jesus, raised from the dead, lives within me. Every power of the enemy has been put under his feet and he dwells within me. That's your boldness. Lift up your hand. There's power that will come upon you now. Malakamane sume regado basanta yana makopia e basaka tole bakanda boseke bashanta. Dorothy, you are free forever. You are free forever. In the zeko manaka bosetaba. You are saying you are free in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you a secret. One of the reasons that serpents disturb you so much is because you were supposed to be ordained to fight them. So when Shama kaba baba baba, Shema nakabo sekataya bakanta, rekebo sekataya makabo shkeba santa. Oh, thank you, Jesus. From today on, if you ever dream of seeing a serpent, you will kill it. If it's why you are awake, if it's why you are awake that you see it, you receive power to crush the head. If it stands on the same height with you, you will take it down where it belongs and you will put your feet under it. The Bible says he has put all things under his feet. Thank you, Jesus. I have a lot to do tonight. So I'll probably need help to lay hands on all those people so that I can. Okay, lift up your hand. The power of God is coming. It's coming. I won't have time to just. Once I touch you, you go back to your seat. But just know that Talano Kimaraba Center. Ye Kamala Kabosh. Ilekerebo Sukataya Makanda. Elekedegebo Sukataya Bakabosh Kibala. Mende Zeketekebo Sukataya Ba. I say you are free in the name of Jesus. Eya Koma. Out in the name of Jesus. Out. Whatsoever has held you bound, you are a servant, a child of the living God. Out! Every yoke be broken. Oh, Once I touch you, you can go back to your seat. Mande seketeke bosheka baseta ya bakale rekedega bosakata ya bakoshi e papa papa ba elegedega bosuta malaka boske e ya naboske basanta mande sekosh ilebregede suate elatatata yata elegedega boseke bashata ya makaboshi e papa ya kaboski kala makataya elendelege bosota ya makaboshi
Jesus. Once I touch you, just go back to your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that have been afflicted with fear, just lift up your hand. You've been afraid. When they say deliverance ministry, you don't want to be part of it. Now we're stripping you of that fear because there's recruitment going on tonight. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Every foul spirit of fear. The Bible says God has not given unto us a spirit of fear, but of boldness and of a sound mind. I come against whatsoever has orchestrated that fear, whatever spirit. I bind and I cast out in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in your inner man. Receive strength in your inner man to march against the devil in the name of Jesus. Be empowered in the name of Jesus. Be empowered in the name of Jesus. Because as you go out, you're going to meet ladies who are possessed with lesbian spirits, men who are possessed with homosexual spirits, and you need to carry out deliverances for them. Hallelujah. The gospel has gone past just speaking now. It's now power. It's power. A display of power. The gospel cannot advance without power. I told you the story before, how the Lord to quicken me to go out to junctions to pray. I go early in the morning when it's still dark, or late at night. And one of the days, early hours of the morning, I met with a mad woman. And she began to accuse me. I can't remember the accusations, but they were all a lie. And the Lord said, don't speak English to her. She faced me and I faced her. Funny part was, I didn't know daylight would come upon me, so I didn't comb my weave on. So I think both of us must have looked mad. She said, you, she looked for something to hit me. I said, Kayana kombre takabasanta. Jema mama kopa sandele keteke bosheta. One or two men gathered around us. They were watching us. I must have looked sane because I was dressed for church. It's just that my hair was not combed. Kayana bosheke basanta. She just dropped her weapon. And then she walked and left. She walked and left. Anointing to deliver mad people. Let it come upon you. To confront mad people. People that carry. Do you know how many demons one madman can carry sometimes? Up to 2,000 demons. The Bible says when Jesus, you know, the man that was cutting himself in the tombs, when he begged and said, Jesus, don't send us, you know, to the abyss. Send us into the swine. The Bible says the swine ran headlong. They were about 2,000. You know, one man can carry up to 2,000 demons. That is why you need strength in your inner man. Because some of the things that are confronting people, that are inside of people, they are ancient powers. Ancient powers. And multiple ones of them. But the thing I see in that story is not the number of the madmen. It is the capacity of a man to carry so much. That's what I see. I'm not impressed with the number of the demons. I'm impressed with the fact that God made us so large. He made your spirit so large. That's why you can contain God. Not all of him, a measure. And that explains a lot of times when the power of God comes on you, that's why people fall down. It's so, what came on you is heavier than what you were carrying. Hallelujah. We need men and women of stature that will rise up because they've paid the price. And they can go to a particular place and shut down a particular business. There's a lady I know who went to a drinking joint and she spoke and she said, alcohol will never be sold here again. It's closed till today. Hallelujah. You can go to place. There are places I go to. They invite me to. I don't want to mention a particular church. But see, no matter which church you invite me to, now we go. You know the ones I'm talking about. You know, that's, yes, that church. I will go. When I get there, I raise up an altar for here for you, Jehovah. Let hearts begin to know the truth. I bind every spirit of darkness that is holding people bound here. You will be missing out invitations, opportunities to go and raise an altar for Jehovah. And guess what? We need to do all of this with one heart, one mind. So in order for us not to reach that place of strength, guess what the enemy does? Somebody will be fighting you in the office. Your neighbor is fighting you at home. There's trouble from the village. There's trouble from all around. Your account is reading red. Your children are sick. Oh, when all of that is happening, all of it is just to shut down this particular portal. Hey, in case you didn't know, that was the aim. Receive the anointing of Jeremiah to fight with one hand and build with the other. Fight with one hand and build with the other. For in advancing the kingdom of God, the Tobias and the Sambilas, they will always continue their work. And some of them can rise from right around you, from within you, around you. And if it so happens, maybe your spouse is not yet born again, the enemy can even use your spouse. And even us that are born again, sometimes when we are not sanctified, Satan can use your mouth. May the enemy not use us in the name of Jesus. Ah. There's a sister around here. I don't know what you have been doing, but I saw your horn growing. The horn is now growing. And with those horns, you are going to push. You will push back darkness. You will push it back. You will push. Spirit of the living God. You know, sometimes when God shows us our reality, we're afraid. I was in law school when I looked into the mirror one day. I saw one small horn going. I said, "Blood of Jesus." And then to worsen it, I saw beards. I said, "Kai, all this my sin, there must be a problem now." I just left the mirror. But my roommate, God helped her, she has wisdom. I said, "Kemi, I don't understand. I saw myself with beards." She said, "It's maturity." I said, "I saw myself with a horn growing." She said, "It's strength." Hallelujah. Around that time, I didn't look like someone that we... I was very delicate. And some of us, not just that we are delicate, we like to remain delicate. "Oh my God, I just went to fix my nails." There's nothing wrong with fixing nails. But if there's time for war, leave those nails there. Hallelujah. Lest you think I came to preach against nails. I don't have time for preaching against those things. Amen. Make sure if you are fixing, let the nails also be also there in the spiritual realm that you can scratch. Amen. And if you are like putting colors, blue, yellow, red, there's no problem. Just make sure you know the meaning of the colors too. I'm looking for trouble, Abby. Hallelujah. The Lord energizes you from within. The Lord quicken your spirit man from within. The Lord strengthen you with might in your inner man. Those things that are around you that are fighting. See, sometimes the battle will not end, but there's the distractions and the warfare around you may not come to an end, but you need to win. Excuse me, you need to win. So we are not going to be waiting to cry. We are not going to be waiting for that to be up. While we are building that, sorting that out, we are moving on. So we are moving ahead. We are advancing in kingdom matters. We are advancing. We are not waiting. crying could solve the problem, I'm sure you would have been fine by now. You know, just call some friends and say, can we have a crying party? You know, some people are very good in crying. And for women, it doesn't take them any effort. Just, if they see a corpse, whether it's their relation or not, you know, they will cry. Say, I saw this one has gone. So his mother now, his father, they'll start thinking of all kinds of, what if it's my son? Anything can make them cry. The things that have been fighting you, for some of you, it was not meant for your destruction. God was forging you. He forged you. He's forging you in the furnace of affliction. He's forging you. That affliction is not to destroy you. He's forging a weapon out of you. So, we're going to leave frustration aside. Amen. We're going to leave fear aside. We're going to, even with the pain, we'll move on. There are days I tell my heart, I say, my heart, it looks like you're in pain and I need to move forward. So you stay here. When you get well, join me, I'm on my way. And I walk away. And then after some time, I think the heart gets well and joins me, because, I mean, there are times you can't wait. There's an urgency. I know some of you have waited for 6 months for the heart to get well. And the heart is saying, look, I'm not ready. I'm not even ready anymore. Let's just leave this whole thing. Tell your heart, okay, fine. I'm just going to give you time to get well. You wait for me here. Meet me. In fact, either I come check up on you, but usually I don't go backwards, I go forward. So you meet me up. And so you can find me preaching a message on a Sunday morning, but there's pain in my heart. And my joy that morning will come either from the souls that gave their lives to Christ or those God has aligned to himself. As I speak, there's a heart that is... God is working on the heart. There's a pain that God is touching. There's a heart. If you are in pain, just lift up your hand. Let the Holy Ghost touch you where no man can. You know, there are some pains that you can't even explain. Because nobody will understand the depth of it. They will make the pain look smaller than it is. And this is a pain that you have been guiding and taking care of. You used to bat it, put oil on it, and then people came and say it's a small thing. So you rather not tell people so that they don't reduce the level of this your pain that you have been, you know, used to. Every night you will now talk to it, pet it, put it to sleep. Then you too, you sleep. Then people came and say it's a small thing. So you can't explain. How many of you understand what I'm saying? We've walked through those paths. But there's a pathway God wants to take us. Mama made reference to that pathway yesterday. It's a pathway that no lion has seen. The owls, the eagles have not seen. It's called the pathway of consecration. We must tread that path in this season, where men pay the price for holiness, purity. There's a pathway called the narrow way that nobody wants to talk about anymore. There's a broad way that everybody's on. You do just what you like. But there's a narrow way that anyone who will fight and qualify in this battle, your feet must be upon that way. Your choices are limited. Everybody else can do some things, but you cannot, because God is calling upon you. He will separate you. Somebody else can collect their whole salary and spend it the way you want, but the one on the narrow way, your salary is narrow to what the master wants. Am I talking to somebody? The one on the narrow way doesn't just marry any person, not even just any brother. You must marry the will of God. Because sometimes that man that you're looking upon with just one trouser and one shirt, he's the one that will come and buy him by your side. It is together you will form a tag team that will defeat the enemy. So you can't marry anyhow. You can't eat anyhow. Days he will take away your appetite and you can't eat until you have you'll be wondering, this is your fast. The last fast I took, in fact, I had to start looking for specialized clothes. No clothes that cover your neck. You do hairstyles that cover this side of your face. They're like, hey, this is, what's wrong with you? But men's opinion don't matter on that pathway. It's a narrow way. I'd rather go, the Bible says, to heaven without one eye or one leg than to enter into hell with all my parts complete. There's some of you from tonight who will put you on that narrow path. You've been doing your thing, but now it's his thing. Mama talked about the wheel yesterday. Thy kingdom come. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There are some of us is calling to the place of consecration tonight. He's calling you. He's calling you. And you know actually that he's been calling you. It's just that you were not ready to make that depth of commitment. You just felt, look, I'm just fine with this going to church, just having God. This one that they take it deep. No. I don't think I'm ready for that. And actually you are the one God, you are one of those God came for tonight. You know he's been calling you. He said, draw me unto you and we will run together. He's been drawing you through the place of prayer, through talks, and you know. Now, I have just 2 minutes for those people. He's been drawing you to the place of consecration. Can you come? Just say, Lord, I'm tired of fighting you. You've been drawing me. I come. I just come, Lord, tonight. I come tonight. I know, I'm not saying you're not born again. You're born again. But he's drawing you into those fasts, into those prayers, into those times of separation. He's taking away your time. He's taking away everything. And you are like, Lord, where is me? Where is me time? I can't find me anymore. Yes, that's the idea. That all of you will be gone.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Amen. This was the kind of prayer I believe that Lois made. And when she prayed like this, the spirit got into Eunice. And then when it broke forth in Timothy, he was a bishop. Hallelujah. Your consecration will mean so much, because it's in that place that God will place a weapon in your hand. When you are consecrated, the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14, he said, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. What fellowship has light with darkness? And when your consecrations come, it may not be the same as mine. There are some of you, for the rest of your life, God will say, well, as far as we are concerned, every 3 days in a week, you're going to fast. For some of you, your consecrations are, you know, he will choose it for you. You know, he's been drawing you deeper, but you've been resisting. Little did you know that it was not for a disadvantage. He was drawing you there so that he will give you an advantage over the enemy. Whether you're watching on site, you're with us here on site or online, you can lift up your hand as we pray for you now. Oh my God. I feel an excitement in my spirit because I know Satan is about to get into trouble. Deeper trouble than he was. Because once this group of women enter into the depth of consecration, allow her to express herself. For some of you, he's going to walk upon you for the next 6 months. For some of you, for the next 3 years. And for some of you, he's already giving you instructions. There are instructions. He's telling you already. Lift up your hand. Your ears are opening. He said, my ears have you opened. My ears have you opened. Your ears are opening for instructions and directions. Because once you follow those things, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this, that you're taking deeper. Lord, consecrate them unto yourself. Let them be separated unto your service, unto the things you're calling them into, the prices you're asking them to pay. Give them more grace. Give them more strength in the name of Jesus. Give them understanding of the directions that you are leading them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Please keep your consecration. I can feel the hand of God coming on some people. Please lift up your hand. I don't want us to miss that moment. Spirit of the Living God, put your stamp upon them. Put your stamp upon them. Touch them by yourself. Touch these ones by yourself. And separate them unto your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Malika Manakobisa. Jekara kabose katayaba. Zepa baba bashakata la makata. There's one of you, but not just one of you. The hand is coming. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. You can feel it tangibly on your head now. You can feel the hand very strongly. Raka pasata yamakata. Jepayane boseta. Lekebosikata yamakaposhkeba. Hey, for some of you, the presence of God is coming like a weight upon your chest. That's how it is. It's a weight upon your chest. That's that the hand is coming. You're feeling it like a weight upon your chest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you. May grace to keep your consecrations. Let it rest upon you in the name of Jesus. I don't know which one of you, but I think maybe it's the entire congregation. The Lord is opening somebody's eyes to begin to see angels. As you are seeing it, you are even wondering, angel, what is it? Not my imagination. No, it's not your imagination. Actually, God is popping out your eye, causing your eyes to open. You begin to see angels. Are you seeing them? Are you seeing them? Is there any other person? Lift up your hand. Let me see. You're beginning to see angels. Hallelujah. You're beginning to see angels. Hallelujah. Those of you seeing angels, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Hallelujah. Eyes are opening. Eyes are opening. Eyes are opening. Yeah, anybody down there? Are you seeing angels? Are you seeing angels? Shama kabara kaboseta. Lekamana kaboseketa yamakanta. Rebabababa shaka sakatolema. Rekapa sakatoleba kanta. See, there's one person now. I'm seeing an angel and he's a warring angel. And I'm asking that your eyes will be open to behold him. Because as you war, it will be part of those emissaries from heaven that God will send to make your assignment easier. Lord, I ask that these eyes be opened. I ask that these eyes be opened. Even those of us watching online. Lord, the ones that you have assigned angels to them for warfare and you want them to see. Lord, open their eyes. Open their eyes. Somewhere around here, there's an angel. I don't know. There's somewhere among appointments wife here. I see an angel, obviously assigned to one of us here. And I ask that your eyes will begin to see. May your eyes begin to see in the name of Jesus. May your eyes begin to see. Before this meeting is over, you will see. You will see that angel because I see the one assigned to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you as you go back to your seats. Keep your consecrations. And when you keep them, you're making your life and your environment conducive for more of God's power and presence. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 8, there are some of us that will advance after this meeting against darkness because we'll carry out a certain instruction that God gave us that we have disobeyed for a while. He said, I'm being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. One of the things obedience to God does is to increase your stature. Amen. So there are some of us, instructions and directions that he gave us that we failed. As you receive grace to go and carry them out, your stature will increase. Hallelujah. Because for some of you, whether it's on your street or in your community, or you know, God is raising you to fight territorial warfare, you will need stature. You will need stature. And there is no way you live in disobedience. At this point, we are not talking about fornication anymore, adultery anymore. God forbid that that should be our portion. We're talking about obeying certain things that God asked you to do. I don't know. As I'm speaking, somebody's heart is certainly on fire. And you just know I'm talking about you. Who is the person? Your heart, just there's a flame of your in your heart. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. May grace come upon you. Jesus. There are many of us in the flame is increasing. It's increasing. It's increasing. Receive grace in the name of Jesus to obey. The Bible says he became obedient unto death and death of the cross. There is no man who does not carry his cross and follow the Lord who will have stature. Receive grace to be a generation of women that are carrying their cross. The Bible says if any man will come after me, if any man will follow me, let him take up his cross every day. Die daily. Carry your cross daily and follow. Your death may come in any form, in any way. For some of you in your homes, you are dying. For some of you in the office, you are dying. Your rights are being denied you. But in that place of death is where your life will come. If you see a Christian who does not carry their cross, they won't have stature, they can't go far. Oh, I feel fire on my chest. There's an enablement coming. My Father, oh, as many, oh God, whose fire went down, even all of this why. Your coming to this conference is that God will set your heart on fire again. Baba, set those hearts on fire. Jesus. There's someone here. I see a flame of fire. I see a flame of fire upon a head here. Most High, I ask that you locate that one. Locate that one. A flame of fire upon the head of someone here. King of glory, I ask, let that fire rest. Let it rest upon the head. Reke basakataya makaba. Ekambele gadega basuta ya makanta. Ezetekelega boshenta. The fire is spreading. It's spreading. There are flames and tongues that are touching heads, causing your life not to be normal. A Christian is not supposed to be normal. You are supposed to be supernatural. Supernatural. Jesus. Keep your consecrations. Make sure you're obedient. Carry your cross. Walk upon the narrow way. Walk upon the narrow way. Walk upon the narrow way so that we can lift up the banner of Jesus from nation to nation, street to street, from family to family. And we will take territories in the name of the Lord. Shalabosi kataya makanda. Lord is about to activate some evangelists. You will feel fire upon your feet now. You will feel fire upon your feet. The fire in you to go out that was dead. There's coming on you fire. There's coming on you fire. Fire upon the feet, Lord. I ask, oh God, activate them. Activate them. Those of them with evangelistic call that have gone cold for a season. Activate them, Lord. Activate them, Lord. Set them on fire. Saleko makabayaka. Iyotome nakabada kataya. Lete kadagadagada. Rekabasakatoye makabayat. Iyata. Ikambe lakabakatayama. Jesus. Labalataya. Mantaya namakaba, rise to your feet. I feel the prophetic unction resting. The prophetic unction, the grace to prophesy, the grace to prophesy is coming like a waiter. It's coming like a waiter. Shabababababa, esakatole bakanta. Women that will blow the trumpet, that will say there is warfare coming. They can see to the depths of Satan. They can see every plan, every purpose. Lord, I ask God, all over the hall, everyone, oh God, who you want to release the prophetic unction upon, let it come, let it come, let it come in the name of Jesus. Oh, even those of our sisters watching online, Father, I ask, oh God, a release of the prophetic unction. Yes, Lord. As a sign, one or two of you will begin to prophesy now. One of you or two, we begin to prophesy. It will come like a weight, and then there will be an utterance given, and you will begin to prophesy. You will prophesy. Oh, mashallah bakala bakayata, lende leketu mina sabalete, erekete kabosakata ya makanda. Jesus. Mashabakama baba baba shkeba santa rekabasa katole bakaba santa. Those of you that know your prayer life, the way you used to pray, it has gone down. Put your hands on your womb and begin to pray. Let the Lord activate your prayer life again. Let Him activate. Let Him activate. For the kingdom to advance, we must be women of prayer, women of intercession. You have left the place of prayer for long. Can you pray? There's grace coming upon you. Grace resting on you now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. In fact, it's coming like a roar now. It's coming like a roar. Roar from within your spirit. Roar from within your spirit. Let your light, your candle be lighted again with fire. Oh, mama mama kama ya kabala kata. Rekedegedega bosekata ya makata. Rekabababababa. Ipala kana makaba zakata ya makaba. Erekedegedega bosekeba. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, as I was fasting in the month of August, one of the days I was praying and the Lord says, there is an open door. It's a new dawn. New things are springing forth. I want you to forget the old. God is doing something in your life. There's a season we have entered into. Can you pray yourself into that season? Something new is breaking out. Something great is breaking out in your life. Something that has not happened before is about to break forth. He says it's a new dawn. Ah, sakoba la kabayata, ikaya tamena kabata, lekeposakatole bakanta. And anytime there is an open door, I tell you, Paul said, a great and effectual door has been opened, but there are many adversaries. Receive strength to fight, receive strength to war, so that you will enter into the things that God has ordained for you. Rekebakaya kabayata, ilekandose kataya makata. Doors are opening for ministry. They are opening for families. God is taking you to another dimension, another level. There is an open door. There is an open door. I don't know what has been limiting you. Can you step into this open door? Step into this open door. Oh! kamana koba se baba 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 chaka basa kataya makaba regada gada baba se kataya ba shama baba baba baba. Luke chapter 9 verse 1, God is giving people grace and strength to recognize the power that is upon them. The Bible says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I ask that Luke chapter 9 verse 1 be activated in my life. There's a release. There's a release upon you. Go in the name of the Lord with power. Go in the name of the Lord. He called them. He called us onto our 2023 conference, Lioness Conference, and he's giving us power. He's giving us authority over all devils. Receive grace to discern marine spirits. Receive grace to discern serpentine spirits. Receive grace to discern witchcraft powers. And receive authority to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand. Lord, I ask for a release of the healing unction. The healing unction. Mashabaka basaka tayamakali. Don't be afraid to pray. Pray for those with cancer. Pray for those whose feet are cut. Pray for the blind. Pray for the deaf. Pray for dead people. Let them raise up. Receive power. You before, now you will rise in power and strength, and you will defeat them in the name of Jesus. There is a level of meekness, a level of brokenness that releases God's grace and power into your hands. I was telling the woman in a meeting some days ago, I said, I made up my mind. I said, my husband is the king. I am not the queen. I'm going to serve him like a servant. You know, that way I won't be expecting too much. That's my story, it's not yours. And then the next day I begin to read scriptures, and the Bible tells me in the book of Philippians that Jesus did not count it robbery. He was equal with God. And then he took the form of a servant. I said, so I'm not the only one. I will remain a servant. And the minute I said that, by the next day I felt unction come upon me. I felt grace. Some of your greatest temptations may be where your right lies. It's your right to be a wife, your right to be a queen, your right to be. If you don't leave it aside and become a servant so that he can anoint you without measure. I don't mind going to that level. I don't mind going to that level. Whatsoever it takes, I'm ready to pay the price. I want to be able to walk into a hospital and every patient there is discharged. If that's the price, I'm ready to pay. I'm ready to die. Only dead men carry power. If you are alive, alive to your emotions, alive to your rights, alive to your pains, alive to the things that are supposed to be yours, it may elude you because your hands are holding something and the Savior wants to put something in your hand, yet your hands are holding something. Can you let go? Let go tonight. Let go. You know why you need to be meek? You need to be humble. Because most times, marine spirit, serpentine spirit, witchcraft powers, they ride on pride. Most times you see people operating in the marine kingdom and there's a very heavy measure of pride. There's this thing that is still locked in there. There's a fire. Can we pray? Can we pray? Something wants to break out. Something wants to break out. Can we pray? Take. Mendes shekabasata. Rekabasakatayanakabos. Mendes gatagabosi katayamakaba. Rekabapapa. Semana kaboseketayamakanda. Rekadagabosekatayamakanda. Jesus. Shama mama mamos I kambala kadash. Rekedegedega bosi kataya makaboshke. Mezegedegedega bosi kataya makaba. Rekebasa katale makaba. Ezegedegedega bosi kataya makata. Mandala papa baba. Rekebasa kataya makaba shata. In the dream of the night, I left my garment somewhere, and the garment was filled with all kinds of beautiful things. And as I went back to get it, a group of sisters followed me. Every one of them were with their own garments, and their garments had very precious stones in them. It's not that some of them, their garments were not yet sewn, but they had it on them. And then we came to a place where it looks like some people had made sounds and worship. And when we came there, without any song being sung, people were coming under the power. And then once somebody now raised a song, and we began to worship God. When I woke up, the Lord said He had given garments to women. Many of us don't even realize that we have garments upon us. And then He's also taking us to a place where women have gone before us and made sounds with prayers, intercessions, worship. We come there and we synergize with the power that was before. We walk the path that Deborah have walked. We walk the path that Jael has walked. We walk the path that McPherson walked. We walk the path that Catherine Kuhlman walked. We come to a place of power. There is war in the gates. Some mantles have been released. My Father, I ask, oh God, those women that You gave those garments, Baba, begin to place them on it. Place it on them. Place it on them. Place it on them. Place it on them. Beautiful garments. The Bible says, arise, put on your garments. Put on your garments. Put on your garments. Repa baba seka ya kabosh keba. The Spirit of God is writing upon the tables of hearts now. He's writing out instructions and directions. Oh, Baba, carve with a pen of iron upon our spirits. Carve your instructions, Lord. Carve your instructions. Oh, Rada Gabasaya, Mendezika Takamaya Balapo, Erekatoka Masaka Takabashanta, Repa Papaya Kamade Swatela. Any woman here who your husband has offended you and the pain is still there, receive healing in the name of Jesus. Now you need to forgive because God wants to release something into you. If you don't let go of that pain, you can't carry it. Whether you're watching us online or you're here, lift up your hand. May the Lord heal you of that pain. May the Lord heal you of that pain. That betrayer. And let Him pour Himself into you in the name of Jesus. All those suffering from confusion, it's you I want to see now. Just come forward here. You'll be thinking one thought. The thought you are thinking is as if you are mad. It's as if you are mad. Satan has taken hold of your thought pattern. You can be thinking of going to modern market and suddenly the thought of your village you just enter. Okay. Jesus. Lift up your hands. Before I pray for these people, you know, there are some of us, God, we want to take us on a pathway and show us some things of the secrets of darkness. But what Satan kept doing is to bring an immense fear into your spirit. I remember I went to minister somewhere. When I came back home, the next thing, the enemy wanted to remove a veil over the normal and begin to show me abnormal things. And I said, you can't try it in Jesus' name. And the next thing, they began to call my spirit out of my body. I said, it can't happen in the name of Jesus. So that's why he does sometimes. He will bring thoughts to you. It's God give you a sound mind. A sound mind. And because all of us must win this warfare, any one of you harassed by the spirit of death, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. By the mercies of God, he has given us a mantle against death. I speak life unto you in the name of Jesus. You will not die in the name of Jesus. You will not die of accidents. You will not die of sicknesses. You will not die of demonic arrows. Live in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the enemy cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Receive abundant life in the name of Jesus. Every obituary flex, I burn it up in the name of Jesus. I tear it up in the name of Jesus. I set on fire every demonic coffin that's been sent to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shambala kabaya dashish. Rika papa papa shakatole makanta bosanta. Rika papa zagadaka boshke basanta. Thank you, Lord. I may need you, pastors, please. Please come. Pastor Tony, the pastors in front, please come. Lay hands on them. Sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind. Apostle. A sound mind. Please, come. Why did you turn back again? A sound mind. Shama kabarakata bashata. Zepa papa papa. A sound mind. A sound mind. Ayama mama makasata. Rika papa papa shaka basata labakada. Every mind disease, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Emotional onslaughts because of situations around you, be healed in the name of Jesus. You are whole, you are sound in the name of Jesus. Those of you watching online, anyone with a kind of affliction, be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask someone to join this meeting, being afflicted with serpentine spirits, marine spirits. Today I judge those altars in your lineage in the name of Jesus. I declare freedom for you and your entire family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yama baba kaya da bashanta. Rika papa 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 santa la bakanta. Receive strength to guard your territories. May God reveal the secret of your territories, the secret of your community, the secret of the place you are to guard. Let secrets be revealed unto you in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Ramakabaya katalabakata. Jemama papa papa.
Enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you. Lord, I worship you.
I worship you, Lord.
I worship you. For your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
For your name is holy.
He's holy.
Holy. For your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
For your name is holy.
Oh,
is holy.
Holy. Your name is holy, Lord.
For your name is holy. Is holy. Oh.
one of the days of the vigil that the Lord baptized us with a cloud. As we took that song, I saw the cloud coming from this way. Can you lift up your hands? Just rise up as the Lord baptized us in that cloud. It's a cloud. Thank you, Jesus. Shamarake basanta yabakata. Zepa pa 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 pa. Shemana kaze kataya makaleba. Repa pa 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 se kataya na bashanta. Reka pa 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 pa. Semana kaya daga daga bosheke basata pa. Reka pa 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 pa. Shala gara 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 basa kataya makane basheta. Mazze pa 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 bosh. Reka zega daga bosheke ba. Masha pa 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 pa. Reka sataya na kabo seke bashanta. Reka pa 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 boshika lamada. Rekezege dege bosi kataya na bakaba. E prege dege si kataya na moseke telema. Mande zege dege dege boshema. Re ba 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 ba. Meze ba ba ye la kamaria. Reka daga 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 daga. Ho. I see the train of the Ancient of Days. The Bible says, and his cloud filled the temple. I see his train. Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Oh, Shamare Tayana. Se mama mama yena masanta. Se mama mama yena mashekeba. Mara ba 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 shakatalama. That some of you will begin to see seraphims. I see a seraphim fly. I saw him earlier. And I see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see fire coming out of your mouth, Mommy Dina Osai. I see fire. Your words now carry fire. Fire. The words coming are fire. Fire. Mashama kabala gaboshi, regabasaga dagabose kataya makaba, mande zega dagaboshi kebasata, regabasaka toleba kabashata, ima basenta la kabasata, mande zega boshi kabasaka taya, rekebos I kambele gadagaboshi kebasata, maya kapaba babosh, rekebose kataya makambo sekeba, rekamaya kabasaka toleba kanta. Jesus, Maya Makabaya Namasantaba. Jesus, Mara Papa 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 Papa. Eyes are popping open. People are seeing visions. And some people, yeah. I see people receiving grace to dance unto the King. Yeah, there's dance unto the King. Dance. Thank you, Jesus. I see it coming. I see. Anyone that is received that, allow them to express themselves. Allow them to express themselves. Allow them to express themselves. Hey, mama, baba, baba, baba. It's coming on quite a number of our sisters now. Just dance unto the King. I see them in the congregation. Allow them to dance unto the King. Allow them to dance unto the King. Thank you, Jesus. Allow them. And if it's coming on you, just allow yourself. There's quite a number of them dancing unto the King. Glory. There's an increase of it. There's an increase.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water.
I am a papa, ya come and a cabosa, ya banana. System be made whole in the name of Jesus.
most beautiful among thousands and thousands.
Giving a Bible. So we want to launch you forth. That's the last thing I'll probably do. We want to launch you forth. You are giving a Bible. The Lord will open up to you the word. There's a particular young man. There's a young man. You are giving a Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Read it. Read this word. Consume it. And in the name of Jesus, we launch you forth into that which God has called you into. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of God the Father and of the Son. Enough the Holy Spirit. Come. This young man, come. Reba baba ya dash eba kanda. Rekedegebo si kataya makanda boshkeba. Go forth in the name of the Lord. Go forth in the name of the Lord. Rekamba ya tane masanta. Rekapa baba bashaka ya tama. Go and eat of that word. Eat. Eat and go forth. Go forth in the name of the Lord, preaching this word without apology and without fear, in the name of Jesus. So we launch you forth this day in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I actually feel the hand of God upon you. Lift up your hand. Please help this woman. Help her. The hand of God is upon her. Lift up your hand, every one of you in front. God is the hand of God is coming upon your head mightily. Mightily, 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 mightily. Rekapa sakata ya makaba, ezekete kaboshi kabalia, elegobe sakata ya makande, rekezekete kabosh kiba santa. Le papa ya kataya. Lord, I ask that you will touch them one by one, touch them. Lord, I ask, oh God, rekapa santa, let it, oh God, an understanding, a greater and a higher understanding, a revelation of the word. Come upon their spirit as they read, oh God, as they study, oh God. Let their hearts open up in the name of Jesus. Let their spirits open up in the name of Jesus. I won't have time to call you out again. But for those of you that are minstrels, raise your hand. You've seen yourself singing in the dream. God will put his hand upon your voice. Repaya tamana kabosia, jebababaya kande bose katayama, reketege bose katayaba. Some of you are minstrels. Once you sing, portals open. That's what will happen from now on. Once you sing, portals will pop open. They will pop open. Minstrels are different from the usual choir people. Once they sing, they have ability to make the prophetic get activated. Raise your hand. I don't know which one of you God is putting in that category. Lord, I ask, oh God. Shambaya kamena kabaya. Rekedegabo sukatayama. Let your hand come upon the minstrels, oh God. People that will open prophetic portals. Rekapayata mashata. By singing songs, they will break forth into realms and bring us into other realms. Shambaya kana kabose kataya. Le papa papa ba. Ekamana kabose kataya ba. You will hear songs in the dream. You will sing even while awake. Shaya ta 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 ta. Ebele kedabo sota ya makaba. Reketa ta 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 ba. One song alone, and there is deliverance for a whole nation. The Bible says that Miriam sang a song, Deborah sang a song. Women that are carrying the oil of Deborah, they will sing a song. Miriam that sing songs. Jesus, Rekamanya Kabasakatayama, Jesus, Jesus, Rekanabasakatayama, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the song, Shamaya Kamane Kabasata, Rekanagadagadagadagabasakaba, Baba Baba Baba, Ekanagabasaka,
Spirit of the living God, Amane Kaboseka Taya Makama, Rekabosaka Taya, Rekabasaka Taya Makama, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Father, grant us wisdom. To fight with the weapons that you have given us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Just before I go, some of you will begin to hear. Come. The two of you, come, put your hand in your ear. Put your hand in your ear. Not every other person, put your hand in your ear. You, the two of you, I want to touch you. Put your hand in your ear. Come, 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 God himself will speak into your ear. Sometimes you hear it like a scripture. A scripture will just drop there. Sometimes he'll leave an instruction. Whatsoever has constituted a blockade now, I ask that it be removed now. Let these ears begin to hear. Let them hear in the name of Jesus. Let them hear in the name of Jesus. My beloved is the most beautiful.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.